This life of mine, then I remember Jesus is at the wheel, and I've learned when times get rough, all I know's just not enough. Then I remember Jesus is at the wheel. He's at the wheel, no need to hurry, 'cause you're just along for the ride. He's at the wheel, no need to worry, 'cause I know he'll get you over to the other side. So when you're trying so hard and you feel like it's just too far, just remember Jesus is at the wheel. He's at the wheel. At the wheel, no need to worry, 'cause I know he'll get you over to the other side. So when you're trying so hard and you get feeling like it's just too far, just remember Jesus is at, just remember Jesus is at, just remember, Jesus is at the wheel.
Some things are absolutely absolute. No matter what we think or how we feel about what's happening, the bottom line is, my assessment of any situation is the last one anybody would bank on, given my track record. The point is, you and I are just passengers in this life, and the destination is inevitable. True, all roads lead to God, and the only thing we can control is whether we're looking forward to it or not. Jesus is at the wheel, and he's taking us home, to our permanent home. Now it occurs to me that it's absurd to sit there riding shotgun and acting like we're driving. And it's downright idiotic to actually believe we're driving or mapping the turns. So, since we have no control over those things, what can we rationally do to change our perspective and look forward to getting where we're going? One thing, get to know the driver. He's the only one we can talk to who's been down this road before. He's the only one who knows where he's going. Discover how he thinks, how he feels about what's happening around us and in us. Does he have any concern for the fact that we feel like fish out of water, even imagining we're not in charge? At least some of the time? Is his plan for this trip something we can find out? What's he up to anyway? Why would someone come up with a plan that nobody can figure out? Does he really want me to be miserable? Well, why not ask him? He's right there. What could that hurt? I have asked him. And no, he doesn't want us to be miserable. He just wants us to remember. Remember, he's driving. Remember, he knows where he's going. Now, remembering presents choices. But if we will dig our white knuckles out of the dashboard, sit back, take our eyes off the road, and look at the driver for 2 minutes, he'll show us even more stuff to remember, which in turn will present us with new choices, and so on, until at last we'll relax and start enjoying the conversation and eventually start to look forward to getting where we're going, wherever it is, as long as it's with him. This ride may be short. It might be long. And you may not be able to remember everything. So just remember to remember this one thing. He's driving. It's up to you whether you enjoy the ride or not. Plus, that white knuckle thing, that'll land you in the loony bin or in a dumpster. Remember to remember to remember. What could be simpler? Especially since he's right there. And believe me, he wants to talk to you. He's hoping you'll talk to him. If you ask him to, he'll even remind you to remember. What an expedition. What a life.